Romans chapter 8, verses 5 to 11. Roma 8 pahe sita 11 dakwa. I'm just going to read quickly. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. සිංහලෙන් කියන මක්නිසාද මානසික ලෙස සිටින්නෝ මානසික දේවලටද ආත්මික ලෙස සිටින්නෝ ආත්මික දේවලටද ඇලුම් වෙති මාංශයේ ඇලුම මරණය නමුත් ආත්මයේ ඇලුම ජීවනය හා සමාදානය කුමක් හේඳ මාංශයේ ඇලුම් දෙවියන් වහන්සේට සතුරුකමය ඒක දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ව්‍යවස්ථාවට යටත් නැත යටත් වෙන්නටත් බැරිය මෙසේ මාංශෙහි සිටින්නන් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ සතුටු කළ This morning I want to share with you on pleasing God. How can we live a life that we can please God with? And I'm sure many of us, or all of us, want to please God, isn't it? Through our life, through what we do, we want to please God. And you know, you want to bring a smile on His face. But how do we do that? You know, how do we do that? And Paul helps us to understand one aspect of it. Paul kohomada api Paul tuma apita kiya dena kohomada api deviyan wahanseva prasanna karanne kiyala unwahanseva satutu karanne kohomada kiyala. Just take a minute and think, what is it that you can do to please God? Just think about it. What is it that you can do to please God? Maybe think of one or two things. එකක් නැත්නම් දෙකක් කාරණා දෙකක් ගැන හිතන්න මට කුමක්ද කරන්න පුළුවන් දෙවියන් වහන්සේට සතුටටපත් කරන්න you know we can live in two ways as Paul says we can live according to the flesh or according to the spirit right that's what Paul says ya pavuthuma metana kiyena apita deyakarakin jeevit wenna puluwam apita puluwam manasika lesa jeevit wenna naththam aathmika lesa apita jeevit wenna And there is a fruit in either one, right? They came a paladavak tiyeno. And when we live according to the flesh, that brings destruction, right? Api manseyata anuwa jeevit wenakota api ta vinashaya tama enne. But when we live according to the spirit, Paul says, what do we have? We have peace and joy, right? So, what is Paul telling us this morning? What is God telling us through His word? Deviyan wahansege wachaneng munada kiyanne apata. And Paul presents a very interesting principle. Paul tuma sahana anagi pratipattiya apata pennum karanawa. And what he says is the flesh cannot please God. Manasiyata ba deviyan wahanseva prasanna karanna. And he says, you know, that whatever you do in the flesh, he says the flesh and God are like enemies, right? Manseyat, deviyan wahanset, athara porabandimak tiyenawa, dadi porabandimak tiyenawa kiyenawa. And he says there's a war because the flesh says, I don't need God, right? Manseya kiyenawa mata deviyan wahanse epa. The carnal mind says, I don't want God. But the spirit says, I depend on God. ආත්මය නැත්නම් ආත්මිකව ජීවත් වෙනකොට කියනවා අපිට දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අවශ්‍යයි කියලා. And you know how many times you know the reason I asked you to just say what you thought how we could please God is that sometimes we get tempted to think if I do this or if I don't do this God is not pleased or he is pleased. And that's what we are going to explore this morning. Right? අපි හුඟක් වෙලාට හිතනවා මම මේක කරේ නැත්තම් මම මේක කරන්න ඕනේ නැත්තම් අර කරන්න නැතු වෙන්න ඕනේ. And there's always this let's do this, let's do that. Or don't do this, don't do that. And we have this thing like, is God pleased with me if I do this or do that? And so let's really see the word of God, what it says. අපි දෙවිය දෙව වචනේ බලන්න යනවා. මොනවාද දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කියන්නේ? උන්වහන්සේව සතුටටපත් කරන්න පුළුවන් ආකාරය. And many of you hit it on the head. You guys, you know it, right? ඔබ බොහෝ දෙනා හරි දේ තමයි කිව්වේ. But so let's first look at what does it mean to be carnally minded? ඉස්සෙල්ලා මොනා අපි බලමු මානසික ලෙස සිතීම කියන්නේ මොනවාද කියලා. Right? මානසික සිතීම මොනවාද කියලා අපි ඉස්සෙල්ලා බලමු. See, the word carnal literally means flesh, right? And it is to think, behave, and desire as what the world would think. Selfishness, that all comes to that. That is it's a life away from God. Deviyan wahansege ivatwu jeevithayak mama hitana hati mage jeevithaya mama kohenda yapenne oy e manasika lesa hitanawa kiyanne deviyan wahanse samaga kisima sambandhakamak numathi situvillak, right? It's a lifestyle, or it's a thinking system, it's a behavior system that is totally disconnected to God. Its example is the world system in terms of values and lifestyles. Eke aadarshe kohen denne loken loke tiyena watinakam loke tiyena hasirim anuwa. This morning we prayed about those people who are almost sent to their death. Right, api ada ude api yaknya kara maraneyata ehema arina minissu. Now is that spiritual or is that fleshly? That's flesh, right? Mansika natha manse kriya karakama. I can't be bothered with the old people, I can't be bothered because I have to care for them, so let's get rid of them, right? Apita me mahalu kattiyat ekak bæ ekan harima karadareyak ekan ko bala ganna mata vela na iti monada karanne eglanwa api maraneyata arimu. That is the way the carnal mind thinks, right? Manse situvilla evage. And this week I was watching a video clip of one of the breakfast shows, and my blood boiled when I watched that, right? Because this lady was saying that she would judge children based on their names. You saw that? I was like, lady, you got it so wrong. Right? And, seriously, she was saying that if you didn't have this kind of a nice name, right, you would be sure that you're, and she would say, you're lower class, you're not upper class, you're not upper middle class. And she, and the interviewers gave her tight, and said, snobby or, this. But she was like, no. And she was using the word Tyler. And she said that the word, the name Tyler, if a boy had the name Tyler, he has no future. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Right? My carnal mind came up quite a bit. Because, I was like, you don't say this. But again, her carnal mind was, this is my life. Me mage jeevithaya. Me mage adahas. It was nothing, it had nothing to do with God. It had nothing to do with spirit. It's all about herself. Me, 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 me. And that's what the carnal mind does. Ape manse situvilla eka siti meka tama manse eka tama kiyanne mama 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 mamatwaye raja tama mama. Right? It's all about me. Aluma said selfishness. Yeah, it's about me. What is selfishness? You're thinking about me. Right? What is pride? I am better than everybody else. Right? So all that comes from our carnal mind. So what's a spiritual mind? Atmika situvilla mokadda? Natha atmika sitime atme alma natha atme sitime mokadda? That is where we lean and live out of our relationship with God. Ape deviyan wahansekin yapima. Api unwahansek කියන හැටි උන්වහන්සේ සිතන හැටි උන්වහන්සේ දීලා තියෙන වටිනාකම් අනුව අපි ජීවත් වෙනවා. And when we are spiritually minded, in other, when we lean and live out of God, we live in the right place with Him. අපි උන්වහන්සේ සමග හරි ස්ථානයේ සිටින්නේ. Sometimes the carnal mind thinks, I need to do this. If I don't do this, God is not going to love me. But God says, I love you no matter what. Isn't it? He says, I love you no matter what. But it's this, sometimes our carnal mind traps us to think, he will love me only if I do this, 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 and this. අපි මාංශයේ සිත හිතනවා අපි මේක කරොත් මේක කරොත් මේක කරොත් මේක කරොත් විතරයි උන්වහන්සේ අපිට ආදරය කරන්නේ. But a spirit, the spiritual mind is a place where you agree with God. ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ සමග එකඟත්වයේ ඉන්නවා. උන්වහන්සේ මොනවාද කියන්නේ ඔබ ගැන? ඔබේ වටිනාකම කොහෙන්ද එන්නේ? To that lady, her value was coming by how she thought every name around the world was. But our value comes from what God has spoken over us. අපේ වටිනාකම ඉන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කොහොමද මොනවාද අපි ගැන කියලා තියන්නේ. You know, take a moment to think, what has God told about you? How valuable are you to God? ඔබ කොපමණ වටිනවද දෙවියන් වහන්සේට? පොඩ්ඩක් හිතලා බලන්න. And you know, like Fanny said, pleasing God is not about doing right or wrong. It's about being in relationship with Him. That's where God is pleased. Deviyan Mahansewa satutata pat karanne, prasanna karanne, api unwahanse samaga sambandhakamak godanagena kota. Unwahansegen api yapena kota. Unwahanse kiyana de api karanne api baya hinda neve. You know, we don't do things because we are scared of God. We do it out of the love. Again, going back to what you said, we're doing it out of the love that He has for us and our adoration of Him. That's what will please God. Ede tama deviyan wahanseva prasanna karanne. Now, sometimes you may think, okay, so does that mean that, well, I can then do anything I want? Right? Because sometimes people are scared when you talk about grace, saying, hey, you can go and do anything you want. See, how many of you know that God doesn't see us doing right or wrong? He sees us being damaged. God doesn't see us doing right or wrong. He sees us whether it's damaging us or whether it's bringing us health. දෙවියන් වහන්සේ අප කෙසේ බලනකොට උන්වහන්සේ බලන්නේ මේක හරි මේක වැරදි මේක හරි මේක වැරදි කියලා. උන්වහන්සේ බලන්නේ මේක නිරෝගී දෙයක්ද මේක විනාශයට පත් කරන දෙයක්ද. So even when Jesus said, I have come to give you life and that more abundantly. He didn't come to say, I come to teach you what is right and wrong. Did Jesus say he came to teach us what is right and wrong? But the flesh, the carnal mind has told us, that's how God will judge you. But Jesus came to give us life. He came to give us the things that will not damage us. Deviyan Mahansa Jesus wanse loketa ave apiwa vinasayata pat nokarana dewal apita denna. It's about what is healthy and unhealthy. Nirogi de mokadda honda de mokadda? E de e anuwathama Deviyan Mahansa balanne api diha. Imagine if we live a life thinking, if I do this, God may be pleased. If I do this, God may be. You will live a life of fear. Oba bayen jeevath wenne. Imagine those of you who are parents, all what your children will hear is, this is right, this is wrong. This is right, this is wrong. How will they live? In fear. Because all that they want to think is, I want to do right, I want to do wrong. It's not about how healthy is this for me. Is it damaging me? Right? We, you know, Faye is a teacher. Right? And, you know, at the end of the day, if all your focus is, I want them to do right, I don't want them to do wrong, there's a judgment in that. Etana vinashayak thiyenawa. Hari varadi vitarak. But God looks beyond that. You know, how many of us judge someone in the flesh? We all do. And what do we judge them? That's wrong. That's wrong. You're wrong. And it's interesting that we sometimes focus so much on our carnal, we function out of our carnal mind. Ape vetunu, ape e mansika sitin tama api samada kriya karanne. And here's the thing, the carnal mind is disconnected from God. Right? If I even kind of write it here, and I say we have God, right? The spiritual mind
is connected to God.
Atmika sitima deviyan wahanse samaga ekangat. But the carnal mind is not. The carnal mind is not. And the battle we have is that how do we function? Which mind do we function out of? Apie thiyena porabandima tama api mona elmenda api kriyaatmaka karanne. Invariably we, you know, and we keep flipping. Right? Api depattama hoyya. But God has given us his spirit. You know, which Krishani spoke about fear. Where does fear come? Spiritual or carnal? What do you think? Kohenda baya enne? Manseyenda natha aathmeyenda? Baya to kiyanne selin? Manseyen. Right? And that is not connected to God. Eya deviyan wahanse samaga ekanga naha. Un wahanse samaga kisima sambandhakamak naha. There is no relationship between God and the carnal mind. Interesting, isn't it? It's only the spirit that can communicate with God. It's only the spirit that can be in relationship with God. You know, it was interesting. I was reading an article that 825 million, okay, pounds was spent between 2010 and 11, right? Million 825 pound, million 825 vaya kala tibba by the NHS on alcoholic problems. Just think about it. Huh? Within a year, that's 2011, 2012, and they're saying it's increasing, right? And you're thinking, wow. Now, you know, some people say, okay, don't drink. It's not about right or wrong, right? Bona kiyana ke hari waradi neve. But is it healthy? Is it healthy? What does it produce? Or we tell children, don't do this, don't do that. But at the end of the day, you have to say, what is healthy, what is not healthy? And when God sees us, he sees he wants life for us. Deviyan wahanse api desa balanokota balanne apita jeevanaya denna. And the only way we can walk in his life is through this. Hallelujah. He's given us that way. Apita unwahanse samaga e jeevane ævidinna puluwang ekama tana tama me aathmeya tulin ape aathmika sithimen. And each one of us, we have both these. When you're born again, when you accept Jesus, you have the spiritual mind. You have the spiritual man in you. Oba Jesus wahanseva piligaththama obata me aathmike aathmika alma thiyenawa. Until that time you're only in this, but unfortunately this doesn't go away. Me manse yanne naha maranakan innwa aya. But God has given us the power over this. Deviyan wahanse apita balaya deela tiyenawa aathmen maanshaya parajaya karanna. Hallelujah. Right? God has given us by his spirit, by his power, by his word, by his presence. And as you read that portion, Paul says you have Christ Jesus in you. Obata Jesus wahanse oba thula innawa. So that you don't have to give in to the carnal mind. Hallelujah. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes we say, I don't want to get angry. I don't want to get angry. Right? Abhi kiyana mata taraha wenna asa naha. Mata taraha yana eka mama nawathana. Mama taraha yana eka nawathana. Mama taraha yana eka nawathana. And then someone says, hello. Mama taraha yana eka nawathana. Pain at the, don't you see? I'm trying to stop, you know, I'm trying to not be angry. See, what are we doing? We are trying to control it carnally. With our carnal mind. Api maansen eya palane karanna hadanawa. And when we try to control it with our carnal mind, do you think we can really control it? We can't. We can't control the flesh. With the flesh. But we can control it by the help of the Spirit. ආත්මයෙන් අපට පුළුවන් ඒකින් ජය ගන්න. But we get tempted to think by not doing it I can survive. අපි හිතනවා මම මේ කරේ නැත්තම් මට මේක හරියනවා. But it's about allowing the spirit to come here. Many of us have secret sins. Yes? May I remind you of pride? You know, we have secret things that we don't want anyone else to know. Isn't that so? අප සැම දෙනා සතුම තියනවා යම් දෙයක් යම් අපි කියමු පාපයක් අපි ආස නැහැ තව එක්කෙනෙක්ට කියන්න ඒක. And sometimes you're battling with it. Right? ඔබ පොර බඳිනවා. God, I don't want this anymore. ඔබ කියනවා ස්වාමිනේ මට මේක එපා. You know, Lord, I'm ashamed of it. මම ලැජ්ජයි ස්වාමිනේ මේ ගැන. If you're honest enough, you will say that. And we try to control it carnally. අපි සමහර මේක මාංශයෙන් තම පාලනය කරන්න හදන්නේ. When God says, my spirit is there. You have a spiritual mind. And that spirit man or the spiritual mind says, I lean on God. මේ ආත්මික සිතුවීම නැත්නම් ආත්මික සිතීමෙන් කියම් ස්වාමිනී මම ඔබ වහන්සේ මතයි යැපෙන්නේ මේක එතකොට විනාශ වෙනවා. You know, here's something I will tell you. Don't struggle with that. Don't struggle with that. Don't try to not do what it's saying. But you invest in this. මේකත් එක පොරබඳින්න එපා. ඒත් ඔබේ සම්බන්ධකම ශක්තිමත් කරන්න. Strengthen your relationship. You know, Paul says, work out your relationship. Right? Work out your salvation. He said, work out your relationship. When you invest in this, ඔබ මේ තුල ඔබ වාසය කරනකොට, ඔබ යැපෙනකොට මාංශය විනාශ වෙනවා ඔබ දන්නේ නැත්නම්. Even without you knowing it, you are able to overcome the flesh. Don't get focused on this. Focus and invest in the spiritual. Atmiya tula. Does that make sense? You know, we try to... How many of you know you cannot really love people? It's one honest hand. Especially when people annoy you. Right? And see, what do we do? We judge people. Do we judge people with the spiritual mind or do we judge people with the carnal mind? Interesting, isn't it? Huh? මාංශයේ සිතීමෙන් මාංශයේ ඇල්මෙන් තමයි අපි මිනිස්සුන්ව චෝදනා ගේන්නේ. ඔවුන්ට ඔවුන්ව විනිශ්චය කරන්නේ. So how do I overcome that? මම කොහොමද ඒකෙන් ඉදිරියට යන්නේ? Who can tell me? Who is perfect love? God. God has perfect love. So what do? I go to Him. Mama unwahanse vetata yanawa. Love the Lord your God. That was the first thing. Not love your neighbor. Love the Lord your God. Deviyan wahanseta issala prema karanne. Ita passe anith minissunta prema karanna puluwan. I go to God because He has the love that I require. Unwahanseta thiyenawa premaya mata avashya premaya. Unwahanseta thiyenawa mata avashya patience mata avashya ivasima. How many of you go, oh, I want patience. But patience doesn't seem to come in the flesh. Patience comes through the Spirit. Paul says that we will have peace and joy. Where does peace come from? Samaya kohinda enne? Because everything is fine. Samadayakma prashnayak nathi hinda apita samaya enne? That's what we think. That's what we wish for. That's what we hope for. Isn't it? Api kiyana ayyo me prashne iwara nam mata mara samaya diye. But real peace comes from where? God. Real peace comes from God. But when I choose not to go, when I choose to move in my carnal mind, මම මගේ මාංශික සිතීමෙන් මම ක්‍රියා කරන්න තීරණය කරනකොට මට මොනවද එන්නේ? මොනවද එන්නේ මට? විනාශය. What comes when I function out of my carnal mind? Destruction. Exactly. Exactly. That's why. මේ සිතුවිම දෙවියන් වහන්සේට විරුද්ධයි. විරුද්ධ නෙමෙයි, උන්වහන්සේ සමග පොරබදිනවා. And I was thinking, why is the flesh so, if I may say, so anti-God? And my thinking is, see, God cursed the flesh right at the beginning. He cursed the land. He cursed the ground. Where did the flesh come from? The ground. Right? Devyan Mahanse Palminema Polava Sapakara. Manse kohindene. Pulloing. But God said, that cannot please me. What you do in the flesh cannot please God. It's what you do in the spirit. I want you to understand that today. You forget my whole message. Remember that. You can't please God through with your flesh. ඔබට බෑ ඔබේ මාංශයෙන් දෙවියන් වහන්සේව ප්‍රසන්න කරන්න. It has to be through the spirit, through your relationship with God. ඔබේ ආත්මය තුලින් ඔබගේ සම්බන්ධකම තුලින් තම්පමනයි පුළුවන්. Don't try to please God with your flesh. You can't. Because if this is not there, God is saying, I have no connection to me. මේක නැත්නම් මේ සම්බන්ධකම නැත්නම් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ කියන්නේ ඔබේ මාංශයට කිසිම මං ළඟටවත් එන්න බෑ. And that's what happened even in the law. They thought that what they did would please God. But God said, your righteousness is like dirty rags. ඔබේ ධර්මිෂ්ඨකම නිකන් කුණු රෙදි වගේ කියලා. We can be pure before God only through the blood of Jesus. Deviyan mahanse idiripita apita shuddha inna puluwan unwahansege lehinda pamanai. Romans 8:13 says that if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit you put to death the deeds of your body. Atmayen manse vinasha karanawa. Atmayen manse kriya oba vinasha karanawa. දැන් කියන්නේ ආත්මය ශරීරයේ ක්‍රියා නැසනවා නම් ජීවත් වෙනවා ඇත කියලා. What is Paul telling us? He said, don't get trapped into thinking, මම මේක කරොත් මේක කරොත් මේක කරොත් මම දෙවියන් වහන්සේ සමග හරි ස්ථානින් ඉන්නේ කියලා. You can only be right with God if you're spiritually minded, if you're connected to God and living out of Him. In our daily lives. And we do flip, but it's always going back and getting ourselves connected. Dinapata me api depattara me yanna puluwan. And God has given us, He's given us the pathway to life. Unwansa apita jeevane marge deela thiyenawa. Just imagine, if you gave a gift to your child and they refused it, how would you feel? How would you feel? Rejected? See, God has given us a gift of life, eternal life. Deviyan wahanse apita apita sadakala jeevane deela thiyenawa. He has given us a way. But when we choose to say, no, I don't want that, I will do it. God says, why are you destroying yourself? Why are you choosing to do it your own way when I have made it available for you? How many of us can do something more to earn God's love? Think about it. දැන් කරන දේ වැඩි දෙයක් කරන්න දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ප්‍රේමය තව ලබන්න. None of us can do anything more. None of you can do or not do anything to stop God's love. But our flesh says, no, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this. අපි මාංශය කරන මේක කරන්න ඕනේ මේක කරන්න ඕනේ මේක කරන්න ඕනේ එතකොට විතරයි ඔබට ප්‍රේම කරන්නේ කොහෙන්ද ඒක එන්නේ පාතාලෙන් එන්නේවා ඒ බොරු it keeps you away from God then but it's your connection here when you are connected that's why even you know we are having a baptism service it's not just that because we want to just put some people in water but baptism helps your journey with God It helps you to be connected with God so that you walk in your spiritual mind. And many people say, oh, I'm not ready yet. Are you saying then that? I know no one has said that, but when people say that, it's like, so you're not sure whether you want to follow Jesus anymore? Baptism is not, I am perfect. Right? Baptism is not, I am perfect. Baptism is, I want to get myself connected to God. That's why we baptize people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That it's where my in my mind, in my heart, and in my will, I get connected to the Trinity. So that He empowers me. Unmahaja mata balaya denawa tawa idirata yanna bautismaya tulin. And again, you know, here's the thing. The carnal mind says, I have sinned, so I'm not ready to be baptized. How many of you have heard that? How many of you have thought that one day before you got baptized? Right? Ki denek ekak hituwada? Mama sarva sampurna nae. Mage paapaya tiyenawa. E nisa mama bautisma wenna honda nae. Monada man eken kiyanne? Mage maanchen man noyeku dewal karanna hadenawa. Deviyan wahanse samaga hari sthanayata enna. Eth mata bæha. Mata me aathmika Situvima avashyai. You know, that's what we thought. That's carnality. Because I have to do things to be right to get baptized. No. That's the law. Anithya. But Jesus has forgiven us. You know, here's a question for you to think about. Does Jesus forgive us today? Or has He already forgiven us? Right? If you make a mistake tomorrow, does it mean that Jesus forgives you tomorrow, or has He already forgiven you? That you had to receive that forgiveness that comes through the spiritual mind. Okay, I'm gonna stop there. But here's the thing. Which mind are we functioning out of? Api kotaninda yapenne? Manshenda? Atmenda. And there may be times that you will function out of the carnal mind. But before every decision, after every decision, take a moment to think, which mind did I function out of? Mama kumana sithivillenda kotaninda man yapune? Manshenda? Atmenda deviyan wahanse tulinda. And you know, begin to make it a practice. You know, you have to get yourself in there. You know, this week, you know, there's a moment that I was tempted to do something wrong. And for a moment I said, Lord, I want to function out of You. I was going to do something carnally. But I stopped and connected to the Lord. So God said, no, this is what it is. God has given us the ability, each one of us, if Jesus is in you, you have, that's what Paul says, you have Christ, you have the spiritual mind. But it's which one are we functioning out of? And the more you feed your relationship, the more you're strong in the relationship, guess what? You're going to be functioning out of that. And God is pleased in that. Deviyan wahanse eken satutuwe. Because God does not want to see you destroyed. God does not want to see me destroyed. Deviyan wahanse dakki aasane mang vinashayata pat wenawata. How many of you would like to see your kids being destroyed? No one. And God has given us that way to walk in victory. To walk, so you know, you can be born. Here's the thing, and I'll close with this. Numbers 2, I guess I'm closing. You can be born again. You can be praying. You can be reading the word. Oba devyan wahanse thula nawatha upada labanna puluwam. Yaaknya karanna puluwam. Wachaneya kiyawanna puluwam. But when it comes to doing something, how do you function? How do you function? Yam deyak karanakota e mohatedi oba kohomada kriya karanne? Atmika sithimenda naththam atmika almenda naththam manshaye almenda? And that's the question you have to ask yourself, and you have to strengthen yourself in God. I don't know, but you know. Mama dannae oba vitarai dannae. You know, walking with Jesus is not just a, you know, it's not just a cool thing. It gives you life. Once apita jeevanaya denawa. You know, if you are a person who says, I don't have time to pray, guess where you'll be functioning out of? Oba kiyana nam mata yaaknya karana welawak naha kiyala kohinda oba kriya karanne? Where? From the flesh. It's not that hard. But it's connecting yourself and being open to what God wants to do through you. The flesh cannot please God, but you can use the flesh, even in adoration, but the spirit has to lead the flesh. That's why Jesus even told Peter, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. In other words, what you're saying is, this guy is weak. Right? You have a good, you want to do it, but this guy is saying, no, Peter. How many of you have those Peter moments? We all do. Right? Petrus mohot tiyenawa. But it's, remember when Jesus came to Peter, what did Jesus tell him? Peter, how could you do that? Peter, how bad you are. Peter, do you love me? Right? Peter, mata adareida. What was Jesus saying? Peter, get back into this relationship. Me sambandhakamata nawatha bahinda. Etukota obe manasaya vinasa karanna puluwan. Manasaya kriya vinasa karanna puluwan. You can destroy the deeds of the flesh there. And so this morning, you know, this is what is important. And ask yourself, you know, maybe you're going through a situation. Right? You're going through a situation. This is not just a Sunday message, but this is how do you live your life when you walk out of the door there. Tomorrow morning, when your boss screams at you, carnal or spiritual? Today, when you're driving back home, somebody cuts across you, carnal or spiritual? It has to be Asharadan. But carnal destroys you. Manshe oba vinasha karanawa. Sometimes we don't even know it until the cancer comes up. Api samata dannae pilikawa eliyata enakan. We may enjoy it. Now it doesn't mean that we are going to be very holy poly rollies. Right? No, you can enjoy life. You can enjoy relationships in this. You know, I'm a strong believer that God wants us to enjoy life. But in a way that it does not destroy others and it does not destroy you. That's how He wants us to enjoy life. I had a friend, you know, he almost died recently. Because he took something he was not supposed to take. And he thought that's what he wanted to take. and he almost died. It was fun. It was fun for him. But it was not healthy. It was not about being right or wrong. It's about life or death. And there are decisions we make. There are the ways we live our life. Live in the Spirit. And it will be an amazing life. So this morning, which mind? And train your mind to be spiritual. That's the thing. You know, none of us are perfect. I have my fleshly moments. But train your life to receive life from God. Amen. Let's pray.